This dictation is by Dr. Sharon Hermes, MD. The date of examination is? For 26-22, the name of the patient is Julia Gatto, G-A-T-T-O is the last name. First name, Julia, J-U-L-I-A. This is a tremble exercise stress test file, EST space, Gatto space, J. Quarter Care Associates letterhead. Tremble exercise stress test, date of examination, 4-26-22. Referring physician, Marion Bob McCoy, MD. Performing physician, Sharon Armaes, MD. New paragraph, clinical indication. 21-year-old female with tachycardia. New paragraph, ECG stress interpretation. New paragraph, baseline ECG, sinus tachycardia. New paragraph, baseline blood pressure, 123 over 70. Baseline heart rate, 134 beats per minute, with range from 134 to 145 beats per minute. New paragraph. The patient underwent tremble exercise stress test utilizing a Bruce protocol. Patient exercised for 9 minutes to the completion of stage 3 of a Bruce protocol to a peak heart rate of 200 parentheses greater than 100% maximum predicted heart rate close parentheses period. At peak stress, the patient had a blood pressure of 129 over 70 with a peak heart rate blood pressure product of 25800 period. Upon cessation of exercise, the patient underwent a 1 minute cool down period at a speed of 1.2 miles per hour and a grade of 0%. New paragraph. The patient did not experience any chest discomfort during stress of the recovery period. She did experience pounding in her chest from increased heart rate. Stress was terminated due to attaining 100% maximum predicted heart rate and fatigue. The patient exhibited good exercise tolerance with a functional capacity in the range of, the mistake is, it says the patient exercised for 9 minutes to the completion of stage three. The patient exercised for 6 minutes and 53 seconds, 53 seconds into stage three of a Bruce protocol to peak heart rate of 200, parentheses greater than 100% maximum predicted heart rate. To continue where I was, stress was terminated due to attaining 100% maximum predicted heart rate and fatigue. The patient exhibited good exercise tolerance with a functional capacity in the range of 8 mets. The patient had a baseline low blood pressure with an attenuated blood pressure response to stress with failure of blood pressure to rise appreciably with stress. The patient had a markedly accelerated heart rate response to exercise for the level of stress attained. Correction, the patient had baseline sinus tachycardia with a markedly accelerated heart rate response to exercise for the level of stress attained. The patient had a final blood pressure of 92 over 78 and a heart rate of 137 at the end of the recovery period. There were VPCs starting in stage, there was an isolated VPC in stage 2 of stress and several VPCs at peak stress when she attained her functional capacity. There were no other significant arrhythmias noted during stress of the recovery period. At peak stress, during stress, and during the recovery period, there were no diagnostic ECG changes of ischemia. New paragraph. Conclusions. 1. Normally, steep portion tremble exercise stress test to greater than 100% maximum predicted heart rate without diagnostic ECG changes of ischemia. 2. The patient did not experience any chest discomfort but had awareness of increased heart rate with a sensation of pounding in her chest. 3, the patient exhibited good exercise tolerance with a functional capacity in the range of 8 mets. 4, the patient had an abnormal hemodynamic response to stress with a baseline low blood pressure with failure of blood pressure to rise appreciably with exercise. The patient had baseline sinus tachycardia with a markedly accelerated heart rate response to stress with a level of stress attained. suggestive of inappropriate tachycardia. 5, there was inappropriate tachycardia with stress. There were VPCs. There was an isolated VPC in the second stage of stress and VPCs at peak stress consistent with the patient attaining her functional capacity. There were no other significant arrhythmias noted during stress the recovery period. Thank you for the kind referral. This patient, sincerely, Sharon Ormes, MD.